self-discipline and self-love? You must be thinking what I am talking about, right? Discipline doesn't seem to be a very kind word, and it feels like an obligation or something. It seems like governance. But this is why I have picked this topic for the podcast today, so that you can use the word self-discipline to make a better version of yourself. Hi everyone, welcome to Calm Sage, and I'm your host Akanksha, who means to give you an insight on why self-discipline is essential to love yourself and how you can cultivate this key in your personal life. Discipline can be taken in two forms. It's a determination of what you have decided for yourself, but it also means that you have to complete a task that has been assigned to you or anyway has to be done, whether you want it or not. Confused? Okay, let me quote an example here. It's exactly like I got up from my bed this morning and I went jogging because I wanted to do it. I decided to stay healthy and fit, and so I was determined. But after coming back, I had to mop my room and clean all the mess, put everything back in the drawer and wipe the workstation, even though I didn't want it and I actually hated it. It was a part of the discipline that needed to be done in any case. So I want to tell you that discipline is not a strict connotation, as we have always perceived. An army man is disciplined, so as a school teacher. It's not that self-discipline is a hardcore word, and it's not meant to keep you in chains or punish you. Understand this. So let me give you an insight about self-discipline here, which may mean some codes of behavior, but setting rules for yourself is always a wonderful thing to do, believe me. All you need to do is clear out the negativity that is roaming in the head. Discipline makes you love yourself more, believe it or not. For instance, if you have decided to keep yourself healthier, you'll make sure to get up early and exercise. You'll make sure that you eat healthy food. Self-love is precisely the same thing. A promise with yourself. And now, when you know that your friends are calling you for a few drinks, but you promised yourself to study this night, it's a hard decision. But self-love and self-discipline here comes at the top. Even though you want to go, you will try to choose the option that you decided for yourself. Keeping up with your promise, your determination to study will only make you feel better. In case if you go out, you might regret later, but you certainly don't want that, or do you? Not a natural choice, but this is why you are listening to this podcast. Now understand that self-discipline is also about speaking truth to yourself. Now, what do I mean by that? You know what? It's simple to blame something or someone else for the unachieved task. But this is where you make the case worse. Say, for example, you couldn't finish reading the research paper because you got busy with your work. It's okay. Your self-love will ask you to finish reading the research paper by adjusting your time accordingly rather than blaming anyone. It would help if you were accountable for the same without blaming your office work. After all, you must have promised to give 100% to every task in life. So embrace the change and don't step into the blame game at all. You know, self-discipline is also the first key to make you a strong-headed person. Whatever you say, you make it work. You don't wait for anyone else to come and do it for you. It's you who is in charge of your goodness. I hope that you understand this is one of the best ways to love yourself. Understand that when you are the best version of yourself, you can love your family, spouse, and kids in a better way. All right? If you are thinking, how can I cultivate self-discipline within myself, I have a few good recommendations for you. Make sure that you follow these guidelines to fall in love with yourself and have self-sustained happiness. The first and foremost thing is that you must begin to remove the temptations and evolve a good self-control. Like if you have decided to quit smoking and eat healthy, then it has to be the same way. Your focus on the decision matters and you must start ditching the bad influences. All right? Second thing is that when you are trying to bring a change in your life and decide to step out of the comfort zone, there will be many things that don't feel right or a feeling of awkwardness prevails. But this is where the key of self-discipline lies. It would help if you tell your brain that you are embracing the change and it's the right thing to do. Next is that you must reward yourself. Self-discipline does not mean that you are becoming a cold turkey and forgetting to enjoy your life. It means that you are doing great and you must schedule some breaks in between. For example, you decide a day for a picnic with family or go out for a good massage or invite your friends over a few drinks on Saturday evening. It's all about loving and rewarding yourself for the excellent work you're doing. So do it your way. Next point is different but very essential. You don't have to force yourself to do something which is going against the wind. It's not just about self-discipline, but it's also about self-love. If you couldn't finish a task with the deadline due to whatever reasons, there is no need to be stressed. I told you in the beginning already that you are not bound by the chains here. Challenges are good, but if you have faced a setback, then forgive yourself and learn from your mistakes. You must instead try to keep yourself calm and follow a better routine from then. This concept is all about making yourself better and making your life fulfill. With all that said, promise me here that you will love yourself more than today and cultivate self-discipline in a step-by-step manner. Don't make a strict plan right now. For tomorrow, maybe promise yourself to get up from the bed as soon as the alarm goes off. Task one, done. If you can take more, try to get ready 5 minutes earlier and meditate for 5 minutes before leaving for work. See, it's that simple. Choose your way, but do it for your own best. I wish you good luck. Keep listening to our podcast and share it with your friends.